Welcome to part two of our coverage of the Sonoma Barrel Auction 2017. I'm here with Susan Oh, and Susan is with Westwood Estate Winery. How are you doing, Susan?
Very good. How are you? It's a gorgeous day. Blue skies, thankfully no rain today.
Yeah, we all had this weird rainstorm last night, and it's just turned into like a fantastic day. This is nice. You guys seem to have some control over this, right?
Clearly, we do. We pray to the wine gods. They've heard our prayers. They answered our call to end the drought. They've answered our call to make California beautiful again. And here we are looking at a good start to hopefully what's going to be an excellent vintage this year.
That's going to be pretty neat to see what happens. Have you had any issues with frost here in Sonoma at all?
In Sonoma Valley, where we are, we've had a few instances of frost potential. Even as recent as about 2 weeks ago, we were turning on our frost fans in some of our lower-lying vineyard spots. But I think, you know, what generally seems to happen is when it's a wet day, when it's a wet night, our temperatures are much more moderated. We don't get that big temperature shift every day. We dealt with frost a lot more in the drought years, where you'd hit those 70-degree daytimes, and then you'd have low 40s, high 30s nights, and that's when frost was really a lot more nerve-wracking. Actually, what we're worried about now is with the rain happening and coinciding still with bud break, we have to worry about botrytis amongst the leaves. And we have to worry about potentially not having ideal conditions once fruit set starts to happen. We still have a few weeks to go before, you know, as a region, we start to see that happening. And we're now sending up the please stop with the rains prayers to the wine gods. Hopefully they will listen to that as well.
And what is it you do for the winery?
So my unofficial title is Case Wrangler.
I like that. I saw that on your card. That's why I had to find out about this.
I started as a harvest intern in 2015. And that segued itself into a full-time role doing sales, hospitality events, and wine clubs.
Tell me about your auction lot you're pouring here.
So this is our third year participating in the Sonoma County Barrel Auction. Every year we do two lots that highlight the two facets of our vineyard. So half of our vineyard is Pinot Noir. So we've got a lot called Double Trouble. It's two different clones of Pinot Noir in one bottling, Dijon 115 and 943. This particular lot that I'm pouring today is something we call our Annadel Gap Vineyard Crown Jewels. So 50% Syrah, 50% Grenache, really playing with the classic blend and showcasing how Grenache's more softer, rounder edges will balance really well with the precision and power of Syrah, particularly when grown in Sonoma Valley.
Do you have a tasting room?
We do. Our tasting room is in downtown Sonoma. We're right on the plaza at 11 East Napa Street. We are currently Thursdays through Sundays, noon to 5, walk-ins and appointments, and looking to expand in the summertime, of course, until we have taken over the world and everybody is drinking Westwood's organic and biodynamically grown wines.
How long has Westwood been around?
So we started as a company in 1998. We've been producing wine since 2004 and under a new winemaker since 2014, Ben Kane, who's done some really phenomenal things with the wines. Hoppa!
I'm just glad I got that on tape. It wouldn't be wine tasting without one glass going down and giving its life off.
I
even knew. Exactly. For our listeners, your website, how would they find you there?
Westwoodwine.com. Keep it singular. It's easy to find. Google us. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well.
Susan, thanks. Nice
You're
meeting
very
you.
Welcome. Cheers. Have a great one. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to see you again. We're here with Ed Sabragia of Sabragia Wines. How are you doing, Ed?
Really well. How are you?
Very good. This is nice to see you over here. I always like that you kind of do this valley hopping back and forth between the other valley and Sonoma. It's kind of cool.
Well, I'm pretty much a Sonoma County guy now. So we're Dry Creek Valley, Sonoma County. Sabragia Family Vineyards is 10 miles northwest of Hillsburg, basically where the Dry Creek Valley begins at the Warm Springs Dam.
And you're making some, in my opinion, some very fantastic wines. Now, how long have you been around now? Because you've got some time under your belt as Sabragia Winery.
I graduated from Davis in 1970, went to work for a small winery in Modesto called E&J Gallo.
Yeah, they were
good guys. They were very nice to me. They helped me go back to school and get my master's because I fell into bad hands, other winemakers. And came back home and went to work at a guy named Louis Fopiano's place here in Sonoma County. And then I went to the other side. I went to the dark side. I went to Napa Valley working for a guy named Myron Nightingale at Behringer for 32 years. So I needed to buy a winery to get another job. So ended up starting my own winery and buying it in 2006. My son came to work for me and fact, he made this petit sirah we're offering today.
So it's got to be just really satisfying seeing your own name on the label.
Well, it's kind of neat. My grandfather got here in 1904, so we've been basically working. Actually, all four generations have worked it up at Asti, the old Italian Swiss colony. So we've been cellar rats and winemakers in the same winery. But we were farmers for the last 100 years. So having started my own brand, I said, well, if I'm ever going to have a name on a building, this is it. So
that's a great building. It's a unique space to go visit, yeah, right in that just stunning part of the valley.
Yeah, it's actually the beginning of Dry Creek Valley right by the dam. We say we have the best dam view around.
Never heard that joke before. For our listeners who like to come visit with the winery, is that by appointment or can they just stop by?
We are open from 10:35 every day, and come on up. Be glad to pour wine for you.
What's the website for Sobraja Wines?
It's www.sobraja.com.
Oh, ironic. And it's really
S-B-R-A-G-I-A.
Ed, it's always a pleasure to see you. I have a great deal of respect for your wine, and I'm a fan. So thanks very much.
Thanks for stopping, Ryan.
Cheers.
Thank you. I'm here with Kelly Comstock Ferris, and she is with Comstock Wines. Obviously, the name is in there. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm fabulous. Yes, the name is definitely in there. Today's beautiful. I am the general manager, and so I'm basically in charge of everything, day-to-day operations, working with our winemaker, all of it. We're a small family winery, and so I'm the Comstock part of Comstock Wines. My folks started growing grapes in Dry Creek in about 2002, and I convinced them with my brand of crazy that we should open a winery, which we did in 2012. So that's sort of been my baby. We brought our winemaker on board in 2012 when we bought the property to build the winery, and he started making our wines for us, and we opened our doors in 2015.
Relatively brand new, sort of, yet with some history.
Absolutely, relatively brand new, new kids on the block, and the wine we have today is our 2015 whole cluster Merlot from our estate, and it's the first release of our Merlot that we've made from the estate in the year that we did our first crush at the winery, so it's a super special wine for us.
You know, this is really nice, coming to this auction, meeting everybody here. It's everything. We're getting Zinfandel, Petit Sirah, Merlot, some Cabernet Sauvignon. That's really nice to see that diversity. You got to love that.
Oh, we absolutely love it. At Comstock, we're big fans of different varietals. And we don't go Bordeaux, we don't go Rhone, we actually go Sonoma County. So we make about 11 different wines, but we're all Appalachian-specific and vineyard-specific, and we try to stay 100% of that varietal. So we do a Sauvignon Blanc from Dry Creek Valley, this Merlot is from Dry Creek Valley, we do a Zinfandel from Dry Creek Valley, and then we also do an Old Vine Zinfandel from our estate that gets about 90 cases, it's 117-year-old vines, it's all it'll produce, it's all it'll ever be. We do a Russian River Old Vine Zinfandel as well, that's our winemaker's personal estate that's really special. We do a Viognier from Katie's Corner in Russian River, and then we do a Sonoma Coast Pinot and a Sonoma Coast Chard. So it's all very vineyard specific, very Appalachian specific, very Sonoma centric, and try to be pure to the grape.
Very, very diverse, which really is what Sonoma's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes. Completely different. Could you tell me a little bit about your auction lot?
Sure. So as I mentioned, we opened our winery doors in 2015. We made wine custom crush before that. Our auction lot today is actually our 2015 release of our Merlot, which is not only one of the first lots that we made in our own house, in our own winery, but it was the first year we had the Merlot. Our Merlot vineyards obviously came with the property and we bought it to build the winery, but the fruit was under contract with another winery. And so we were not able to peel that fruit back and make our own Merlot until 2015. So we did, you know, as we purchased the property, sort of change some of the vineyard practices and refine it a little bit. So by the time we harvested 2015, we knew exactly what rose we wanted. And it is literally our first release of our Comstock Wines Merlot. We did a half ton of this whole cluster. The remainder of it, we did destem and do a more traditional Merlot. We tasted this and thought it was just absolutely so fantastic in our one little barrel, our one little second-use French oak barrel, that we made 5 cases of it for this auction lot today. So it was actually the debut of our St. Merlot.
Awesome. And how many auctions have you done so far?
This is our first.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So a new wine, a new auction.
New wine, new auction, new winery, yeah.
And for our listeners who'd like to come visit you and learn a little bit more about you online, how would they do that?
Our website is Comstock Wines, C-O-M-S-T-O-C-K, wines.com. We are right in Dry Creek. We're literally take a left on the Dry Creek Road exit. We're about a mile and a half up on your left.
Excellent. Thanks for taking the time, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you as well.
Thank you.
This is a real honor here. Today we're here with Jim Pedricelli of Pedricelli Winery. How are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great. We're having a great day. The sun is shining and the grapes are growing, so we're all good.
It's good to have the grapes growing. And you're going to be honored at this event. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, this is 90 years that our family has been in Dry Creek Valley, and I've been there for most of those years, not all of them. But
you don't look like that, that's for sure.
quite a few. So anyway, it's a little tribute to the family and the fact that I've been there. My father started, it was my brother and I, and now myself, and I have four daughters, and they're involved in the winery, so it continues family, and that's our whole direction.
Well, you know, I think family obviously is a big deal in that, and I'm guessing Pedrocelli's an Italian name, is that correct?
Definitely was. Actually, both my parents were born in Italy and came as youngsters to, not directly here, but to California, and so they obviously they enjoyed wine, and that's the whole connection, and find a place you can make wine and make good wine, and that's how we've continued on, how they started.
It's funny to stand here and watch you talk. You have this big smile on your face. I mean, obviously it's great to see you honored, but this love of being in the business with your family, that's really special.
Oh, definitely, and that's the reason I continue is because of the family, and that's how I started with my father, and that's what we know and what we've done, and we want to keep doing it. So that's our intention.
Excellent. Well, again, congratulations to you. Tell me about your auction lot you're pouring today.
We're pouring a Zinfandel, which is one of the varieties that grow so well in our Dry Creek Valley, where our vineyards are located. And it's a little special blend of mostly Zinfandel, but also Petite Syrah, which adds a little depth to it. And then a little switch by putting a little small amount of Sangiovese, which gives us a little Italian connection, but also adds a little kind of a tartness to the blend. It makes it unique. So that's what we've tried to do, put together something that one time makes a special bottling. And, you know, this is what it's all about. We have some good food to go along with it.
Well, yeah. There is a lot of good food going on here, but yeah. I think for you also, the idea of being able to enjoy seeing old friends, that's got to be great.
Oh, sure, definitely. Some of the, Jim Bunchu is going to be honored, and Angelo San Giacomo, and people that have been in the business so long and grown in the business like we have. And, yeah, it's great to get together and also appreciate some of the new wineries, new winemakers. It's all a complex of a good thing.
For our listeners who'd like to come visit the winery, are you by appointment or can people just come visit?
We can walk in anytime, open 7 days a week. So you have a tasting room. We're on Canyon Road out of Geyserville, kind of a nice spot. It's not the real crowded road that you, the freeway that gets you there, but so it's off there. And we do have a very moderate tasting fee, which we can waive if somebody buys a bottle of wine, so it doesn't cost anything.
As it should be. That's a nice way to do it. Yeah. And your website?
Website, www.pedroncelli.com. So if you can spell the name, you've got it.
That's not bad.
Anyway, all great.
Jim, this is a pleasure meeting you. Thanks for taking
the
time.
My pleasure. I hope we'll see you again. Right. Well, you can...
I'm here with Steve Nelson. Steve is a winemaker for Chalk Hill Estate. How you doing, Steve?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. And you are the winemaker, correct?
Yeah.
How long have you been the winemaker there?
2 years now.
Great. And how long have you been in winemaking?
11 years total.
Oh, you look too young for that. Do people say that to you?
They do sometimes, but I'm not.
So tell me a little bit about your auction lot here today.
So today I've got the Chalk Hill Shotberry Chardonnay. So that's named after our own proprietary clone of Chardonnay called the Chalk Hill Shotberry Clone.
It's not very common that wineries have their own clone these days, is it?
No, it isn't. So these are taken from cuttings of some heritage vines that were growing on the property starting in the 1850s. So they're a very old selection of Chardonnay growing in California.
Pretty much it's yours, nobody else's.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And actually we have it patented so other wineries can't legally grow it on their property.
Is it common for clones to be patented? I'm just curious.
Not that I know of. I can't name any others for you, but I've been told that they do exist.
Yeah, I imagine that's got to be a pretty lengthy and probably somewhat painful process too, right? So it really shows your faith in what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is lengthy, both in the legal process and also in getting the plant material certified through Foundation Plant Services, which is a government agency out of UC Davis.
Steve, for our listeners, do you guys have a tasting room?
Yeah, we do, yeah. So we're located east of Windsor on Chalk Hill Road.
Is that by appointment or can anybody just come visit?
No, we're open to the public.
Excellent. And your website would be?
Chalkhill.com.
Excellent. Great chatting with you. Thanks very much.
Yeah, nice talking to you too. Thanks.
Cheers. I'm here with Megan Rich, and Megan is with Virginia Dare, which is yet another label that is associated with Francis Ford Coppola's Sonoma brand. How are you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing very good. I'm really curious about this. You know, obviously Francis has gone way beyond when he started with Nibon Coppola, Rubicon, now Inglenook, and this is the whole Sonoma branding. So Tell me a little bit about this brand and how it came about.
Well, this brand was something that's very near and dear to Francis's heart. He always had wine on the dinner table, of course, as a child, and one of those brands was that he remembered was Virginia Dare. And Virginia Dare, as Marlo said, was a wine brand that was fairly popular around the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And so it kind of went into decline after that, but we've brought it back to life. Virginia Dare also tells the story of the Lost Colony, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with that story, but in about 1587, Sir Walter Raleigh was dispatched by the Queen to send some folks over to the East Coast, which is now the Roanoke area, North Carolina, and their job was to set up a colony. When the colony kind of got into trouble, so they sent some folks back. It was actually Governor John White back to England to get help. He wasn't able to return for another 3 years. And when he returned, all of the settlement was gone. There was no trace.
Thus the name
Lost Colony. And so there's a lot of mystery surrounding that, what happened to the Lost Colony. Virginia Dare was the first child, actually his granddaughter, that was born in the, you know, what we know now as the United States. He's the first English child. And so that story is kind of wrapped up in there. There's some myth and legend about what happened to them. Sure. So that's kind of where he's at. We also have a restaurant that is focusing on Native American cuisine because he really wants to tie in all of those elements and really pay homage to the early American wine story. The facility itself was the original Geyser Peak Winery, and that's actually where I worked for a little while. And so it has a lot of nice small tanks, and that's really, really does well for our Sonoma County programs because we're able to keep all those specific lots separate. The winery itself has been there for a very long time as well, so it also has some historical roots in the county.
And the website for Virginia Dare would be?
It's virginiadarewinery.com.
So the winery is not necessarily by appointment. Anybody can come by to taste anytime
yes,
they like?
That's correct. The winery is open Monday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So please feel free to come on by and enjoy the wines and also try the food at Wero Wocomoco, the restaurant that's there on site.
Great. I hope they do. Megan, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Ray. Take care.
You too. I'm here with Don Davis of McRosty Winery and Vineyards. Hey, how you doing?
Good. Excellent. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here, and I appreciate you taking the time. Let's talk a little bit about what your auction lot is here.
Yes. So it is a lot's called Elevation, and it's a blend of three Pinot Noir vineyards that come from vineyards that are all between 600 and 900 feet. So we wanted to give the expression of what mountain fruit looks like in Sonoma. A lot of discussion of mountain fruit in Napa. Not so much in Sonoma, but there's plenty of wines at altitude.
Oh, sure.
And we feel that gives an interesting a little extra structure and depth to the wines. So we blended three of our favorite vineyards together.
Nice. You also, I see you have a rosé over here.
Yes. It's a rosé of Pinot Noir from our estate property in the Russian River and available for about 2 weeks a year.
Oh,
that's
really?
How quickly it sells.
Wow. What does it sell for?
$25.
That's a very reasonable price.
Yes.
For you. And how long has McRosty been around?
30 years. We were founded in 1987.
Very nice. Do you guys have a tasting room?
We sure do. On West Side Road in the northern part of Russian River Valley.
Is that somewhere people can come by appointment or can they just stop on by?
We are by appointment on Saturdays and Sundays and we encourage reservations on the other days.
Just a smart idea to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to find out about you online, how would they do that?
McRostyWinery.com.
Good. Cheers, man. Nice meeting you.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Can I try your rosé?
Rosé, yeah.
I'm here with our old friend Kathleen Inman of Inman Family Wines. How are you doing, Kathleen?
I am excellent. Thank you.
It's really good to see you. I'm glad we ran into you during this event because we haven't been to Sonoma for a while, so good
yes.
to see you.
Yes. Yeah, lovely to see you. I'm here along with 18 other winemakers that are all part of this really cool Russian River Neighborhoods lot.
So yeah, tell me about this lot.
Yeah, well, it's 5 different wines from the different neighborhoods of the Russian River. So I know a lot of people get confused when, you know, you have a large appellation like Sonoma County and you have then the Russian River within that
right.
has a lot of different elevations, different soil types. And the Russian River wine growers have really started trying to identify the unique aspects of every neighborhood. And so we decided to put together this lot to really showcase that. And so there are 3 or 4 winemakers who have put the lots that they have from each neighborhood that really most sort of exemplify the defining characteristics. And I think they're incredible. They're all so very different. And really, when you put together the different winemakers' lots together, you sort of iron out the individual winemaker style and the taste of the place really comes through.
It's kind of funny. It's interesting to hear you use the word neighborhood because I've never ever heard that used when it comes to wine before, but that's really what it is because those areas, AVAs, you know, do represent neighborhoods, groups of people.
Exactly.
Land, yeah.
I call it the Mr. Rogers lot, and it's a beautiful day.
I think he'd love you for that. That's very cool. So what's new with Inman these days? Anything you want to bring up at all?
Well, I'm just busy. I think even since I saw you last, I have 3 different neighborhood wines instead of just my estate Pinot. So I've got one in the Laguna Ridge area that is Jim Pratt's Vine Hill Vineyard, which is, I'm the only person taking that vineyard, and it's really beautiful. It's the 13 was the first vintage commercial wine from the property, and it's very exciting. So you'll have to come and taste that. And then I've also got one that's in the Sevastopol Hills neighborhood, which is the higher elevation closer to the ocean, called Sexton Road Ranch. So I've just been busy, you know.
And for our listeners who want to learn a little bit more about you online, how do they do that?
They could visit my website, InmanFamilyWines.com, or see me on Facebook at Inman Family Wines, or Instagram, Inman Wines.
Or come visit you.
Or come visit me. Yeah.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, but you need to make an appointment to come and visit me. That's the thing. I've gotten too busy and I can't just be open because everybody shows up at once.
Well, you got to deal with the chickens, for God's sake. If the chickens have people walking
that's
around,
true.
They have something to say about it, right?
That's true. And the raccoons.
Oh, raccoons. Oh, that's
We're
new.
Eating the chickens.
Oh, no. Kathleen.
Anyway, thank you.
Great seeing you
Lovely
as well.
Lovely to see you, too.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Here we go. I'm here with John Visley of Visley Vineyards. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Ray?
I'm very good. This is quite a day going on here today. This is how many auctions have you done?
This is the 3rd one.
And every year, are you varying up your lots, or is it something pretty similar each year?
The first 2 years, I've done some kind of offbeat blends, but this year I decided to go mainstream and do Pinot.
Okay, so what's an offbeat blend?
Did a trio blend of Alicante Boucher, Petit Syrah, and Zinfandel.
That's a different combination.
Yeah, yeah. And then last year I did 50-50 Petit and Alicante. They're all estate wines. I grew all my own fruit. Russian River AVA.
Do you have a tasting room?
Yeah. Yeah, and we're open 7 days a week.
Is it by appointment or can somebody just come
out? No, we're open 11 to 5. We do appreciate an appointment. Just we're a small staff, so yeah. We have our own website, visleyvineyards.com. And Facebook page and Instagram and Twitter. So you can find us online.
Excellent. And I'm guessing you're the owner, of course.
I am the owner and the winemaker and the garbage taker-outer.
Oh, you're everything.
Yes.
No wonder you have so many arms sprouting out of you. John, thanks a lot for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm here with Lynn Crossman of Pellegrini Wine Company. And you're the winemaker, correct?
Yes, sir. I've been making wine for Pellegrini since 2013.
That's very nice. How long have you been a winemaker?
I tell people millions of years because it feels like that.
You don't look like it.
My first vintage experience was 86. I was still a student at Davis at the time, so.
Wow.
So that's like a million years, isn't it?
I mean, when you think about how wine has changed since then and how much more popular, that's pretty cool.
I've seen amazing changes in how the tools that we have available to make wine and the fashions that have prevailed. Sure. During those different time periods. So things have changed dramatically.
My point being, 86, there weren't a whole lot of female winemakers back then, were there?
No, there were really just a handful.
And that's changed wildly in the business. I mean, wouldn't you say that even in this room alone, there's so many female winemakers?
But there's also many more male winemakers. So I'm not sure proportionally that we are that much more prominent than they were then.
Let's talk about your auction lot. What do you have here?
I have 2016 Olivet Lane Chardonnay. So this has been on the lees stirring since September. What makes this lot unique is that the section of the vineyard that I've designated for the Olivet Lane estate wine was planted in 1975 by Robert Pellegrini's father, Vincent, and his wife, Ida. Those vines were 41 years old in 2016, and after the vintage, that section of the vineyard was pulled for replant to Pinot Noir. So this is the end of the era.
Oh, wow.
for this particular Chardonnay. It's very rare to be able to taste a California Chardonnay, Russian River Valley Chardonnay, of this vine age.
As for our listeners who'd like to learn a little bit about Pellegrini Winery, how would they do that online?
Pellegrini Wine Company can be found at www.pellegrinisonoma.com. One word.
So it's really important to get the Sonoma in there.
Yes.
Lynn, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
You know, after talking to Lynn, we're going to very quickly jump in with Robert Pellegrini. How are you doing, Robert?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, just enjoying today. You had made a statement to me about wine, and I'd like to see if I can get you to repeat that.
Well, in essence, we create a product that we hope will enhance your dinner enjoyment, but bottom line, all we're really doing is preserving grape juice.
But you know, that grape juice makes people really happy. Robert, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Cheers.
This is the end of part two of our coverage of the Sonoma Barrel Auction 2017. To download part three, go to iTunes or lifebetweenthevines.com.